Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It has been fun tonight. I confess to you, sometimes I'm sitting in that seat and I hear the testimonies and I see the presence of the Lord so clear and I hear the songs going forth and we're shouting and we're singing and in my flesh I'm going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. There's nothing really I need to say. It's just the power of God is just so evident. If they don't get it now, I mean, you know, and I'm just going on, I'm wrestling with myself and the Lord just settles me down and just say, well, just let me continue to just show off. You just get up there, Dave, and you just continue to have fun in Jesus. And we're having fun. I mean, that's what it is. You know, when I listen to the testimonies tonight, I realize how much fun we have when we know that Jesus is our Savior. Life becomes so much more fun when you know that you have a joy in Jesus. When you know that there's nothing more fulfilling, there's nothing more alive than Jesus Christ. And when we come to really know what he did when he came down on the earth and set us free, I don't know if I'm going to get fully to what I want to share. I just want to make sure you know that we have joy in Jesus. There's joy. There's joy. Puts a smile on our face. It brings laughter to our soul. It's the power of Jesus Christ to set us free, to give us freedom. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. And glory to God. You walk out of here this evening and you got to know that you have life and you have freedom and you have joy in Jesus. And the devil can't take that away from you. There's victory in Jesus Christ. The power of God is greater than the flesh. It's greater than the enemy. Greater than anything that this world has to offer. It's power in Jesus Christ. Don't let no thing, don't let no man, don't let nothing convince you that something is too big for God to deal with. Nothing's too big for God. He can handle it. He can restore. He has the power to reach in, to touch our heart, to touch our soul, and bring transformation, to bring healing. It's through the power of his blood that was shed on Calvary. And you've got to come to grasp tonight, will you live with joy or will you leave in sorrow? And I just want to just listen to me real quick. A story that God pressed in my heart this week out of Matthew chapter 19. It's about a rich young man that came to Jesus one time. And scripture says in verse 16, and behold, a man came up to him saying, teacher, hey, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And he said to him, Jesus said this, why do you ask me about what is good? There's only one who is good. And if you would enter life, keep the commandments. And the young man said to him, well, which ones? And Jesus said, well, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then in verse 20, the young man said to him, well, all these I've kept. What do I still lack? And Jesus said to him, well, if you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me. And when the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And scripture's talking about a young man that he probably had a lot. I mean, he was a young man of position, status, and wealth. He had achieved a lot. He had a good career. There was a lot going for him. He probably worked hard for it. Even I'm reminded of the testimony tonight that the young lady said, man, she had everything going. I mean, it was just right. She was doing her shopping and just going out and traveling. And sometimes these material things and these things that we've been able to achieve and accomplish in our own strength, we think that is what has fully satisfied us or has filled us up, but that's not completion. Completion comes only from Jesus Christ. There's a portion of scripture that says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but lose his soul? These things that we obtain in our own strength, these material things, these efforts we make in our own career and our jobs and relationships and cars and homes and money, they'll never complete the soul. Only Jesus can complete the soul. Only Jesus can bring true joy to the soul. Only Jesus brings complete satisfaction to our soul. And so this young man comes, and because he has enough of an understanding to know that the good life is the life where we can live on and forever. I mean, everybody wants eternal life. Everybody wants to live. I don't know nobody that sits around and says, I'm ready to die and come to an end. Everybody wants to have life. Everybody wants to live young and be free. I mean, this is why we got all the beauty supply stores all over the city. Everybody's looking for a new product to look young and free and live. New skin programs going on all the time, new infomercials. Because if I can just get all of this to look right, maybe nobody will recognize that deep down inside, I'm empty. And so we really don't even know what we're looking for and what we're asking for. And we're like this young man. We come and we just say, hey, what's the good life look like? What's eternal life look like? What do I got to do? What do I got to do? What good deeds do I got to do? There's nothing good about us, young brother. There's no actions that you could take. There's not enough you could do to bring you to the place of you obtaining eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life only comes from Jesus Christ. Eternal life can only be purchased, but simply through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. That's how it was purchased. That's how it comes about. You and I, each and every one of us, we're sinners. We're a mess. But Jesus came. He lived that good life. In all of his perfection and all of his righteousness, he walked this thing and he did it right. And he did it right so that he alone would go to the cross and he put on our imperfections. He went to the cross in all of his glory and all of his goodness. And he took on sin. You and I, he took every bit of our mess on. He became a substitute for us on the cross. That's what's good. God is good, not us. God is good. God is good. And Jesus calls this young man to walk in obedience. He says, well, you know, follow the commandments. And the young man goes, which one? As if he only did a certain one that would be good enough. I mean, for a guy who's so smart, that's a silly question. Follow all the commandments. Everything that God has called us to do, we're to be obedient and do. Everything that we have, we're to surrender it to him. You want to walk in joy? You want to experience new life each and every day? You want to have life in your soul? Surrender all to Jesus. Surrender it all. And so Jesus goes and shares with him some of the commandments as an expression of wanting him to understand that these are things that you have to do in obedience to me. But yet it comes to this place in scripture as Jesus is talking, and the young man says, all of these I've kept. What do I still lack? Because there's a lot of people, you know, that come to church that feel like they're doing good things. That feel like, maybe they'll never call on me to give a testimony because I got things pretty good. I've got things in order here. You know, I mean, I'm sure he felt good in that moment as you know, because he came to Jesus and said, good teacher, rabbi. You know, he said all the right things. He had this respect for God. And a lot of people have a respect for God. And a lot of people make it in on Sunday. And a lot of people come in and they walk out. Oh, I feel really good. I just did everything. Oh, all the commandments. Oh, yes, pastor. Thank you for sharing that. I've been studying that all week. Yeah. And then we go a little further here, because let's get to the heart. Jesus says to him, if you would be perfect, Jesus is not saying that there was a way for him to be perfect, but Jesus was talking about the perfection that we found in Christ. And if you really want to reflect that, here's what you got to do next. Go sell what you possess and give to the poor. and you will have treasure in heaven. Forsake all and then come follow me. So here's the beauty of salvation, that we would follow Jesus Christ, that we would take hold of the cross and recognize Jesus as our Savior and cling to the cross. That it would not be something we just admire and look at from a distance. It's not something that's supposed to just soothe our emotions or have a very nice sensation in the moment on Sunday. But that we would forsake all. That we would say, I want Jesus Christ to be my Savior. I will let go of it all. Because some of us, we have developed wealth in things that are not of God. I look at this also symbolically as some of us got stuff that is just simply sin that has swole up and has filled us up. And it's gotten in the way of you and I receiving Jesus Christ. This young man, he receives this and hears it. And Jesus comes to him in all of his kindness and his patience and his mercy and his love. He says, you come follow me. I want to give you joy. Let go of all of those things. I want to come and I want to bring healing in your life. I want you to trust me with everything. I don't want you to do anything in your own power in order for you to succeed and to move on. Hey, come and follow me. This is why I came to you. I come follow me. I'm your Savior. I'm doing the work of my dad. He sent me to come get you, to restore you back to the kingdom, to reconcile you back unto the Father. Come and follow me. I want to give you joy. The rejection that you have faced, my Father won't reject you. Come, he won't condemn you. Come and follow me. The pain that you have felt, come and follow me. I want to bring healing because what I'm about to do on the cross, my blood washes you clean. My blood that's going to be shed on Calvary. Young rich ruler, you come follow me. I'm going to make you whole. I'm going to bring healing in your life. I am the hope. I am love. I am full of power. I've got grace and mercy for you. Come follow me. Your possessions can't compare to what I'm going to give you. Come, follow me. All that you've been able to achieve, it hasn't even began. Because if you surrender your mind, heart, and soul to me, I'm going to blow your mind. Come, follow me. But the heart was revealed. The scripture says that he simply turns and walks away in sorrow. There's the reveal that as rich as he was, that even in light of all of the things that he said he was doing right, he walks away from Jesus in sorrow. Because he wouldn't let go of those things that he thought were right. And he walks away in sorrow. You see, his money wasn't enough. His possessions weren't enough. His right answers weren't enough. His intellect wasn't enough. And when we are separated from Jesus Christ, that's a life in sorrow. And when we don't respond and receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're left in sorrow. But tonight, take hold of joy. And don't leave in sorrow. When you walk out these doors tonight, don't leave in sorrow. This very sorrow that he walks away in, sorrow will cage you in, trap you. Sorrow creates a loneliness. Sorrow creates an anger and a frustration because it didn't go the way that we wanted it to go. And really all you needed to do was just release it all to Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Don't walk away from the one who has the keys to break the chains of sorrow, to break the shackles of sin, the bondage of sin. Don't walk out of here in sorrow. Don't walk out of here still upset because your father has rejected you, or your mother has rejected you. Or why in the world was I served the divorce papers? We heard about divorce tonight, but I want you to know that God doesn't want to have a divorce with you. He should have served us divorce papers long time ago. He had every right. But he so loved us so much. He has such an unconditional love for us that he sends his only son to die for us so that the relationship could be restored. Divorce is not an option when it comes to my Father in heaven. It's not. Praise God. Can the worship team come up? Because tonight, my brothers and sisters, you got to make a decision to take hold of joy, to receive Jesus Christ, and to leave your sorrow right here. Don't you walk out with sorrow. That sorrow that says, I've got a sin issue. I'm still addicted to pornography. I'm still addicted to alcohol. I'm still addicted to this and that. Don't you walk out of here with your head down in sorrow. Why don't you just come and receive the grace of God that brings healing and breaks every addiction in the name of Jesus and by the power of the blood that was shed on Calvary. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Could you stand up with me? I'm going to do an altar call right now. And this is for folks that want to let go. They want to let it go. Listen to me. Don't leave with sorrow. Don't put this off. You know, scripture says in Hebrews, how can we escape if we neglect the great salvation? Escape what? Escape addiction. Escape loneliness, escape bitterness, bitter roots that we have in our heart that only Jesus Christ can tear up out of our heart. Bitter roots, the bitterness that we've had as a burden that we carry around because we think this is just what I got to live with. I'm angry and I'm still waiting for an apology and it may never happen. And only Jesus can tear up that bitter root. And if you would receive the forgiveness found in Jesus Christ, you'll be able to forgive those that have hurt you. So how can you escape this moment of sorrow to walk out and still be burdened with these things? Well, here's what you do. Receive the great salvation in Jesus Christ. Don't neglect. Don't hesitate. If you brought somebody here who you know, my believers, if you brought somebody here tonight who needs to have an encounter with Jesus Christ, who needs to receive this great gift of salvation, bring them up. Just look and say, we're going up right now. I'm going with you. I've done it and you're doing it too. Don't be in a rush to come out of here. Have your time with Jesus Christ right here at the altar. Don't walk out in sorrow. You come so that you can shout with us this beautiful gift of joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just as you're up here, as your eyes are closed, as you're standing with family, or standing with a friend, a daughter, a son, this is what I want to do. I want to give you some words. I want you to pray as you feel comfortable. And I'm going to give you a few words to pray. This is an awesome time before the Lord. Amen. And church, brothers and sisters in the faith, let's just continue. Let's be praying for them as we do this. But I want to give you words to pray. And I want you just to pray them in your own words. And you have a conversation with your daddy in heaven. He's here tonight to restore you back unto himself. He loves you. You pray this. Just say, I confess my sin. I confess my doubt. I confess my failure. I ask you, Jesus, to cleanse me. I receive you, Lord Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. I believe in the cross. The cross where you died, Jesus, where your blood was shed for me on Calvary. Make me a new creature. Give me new life. Give me joy. I lay my sorrow down. I trade it in for your joy. Be my hope. Keep me and protect me, oh God. May I have now new strength and peace in you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.